This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced in an emotional press briefing that she'll be stepping down, saying it's time. Ardern said Thursday she'll be not seeking re-election this year and that her term will end by February 7th. She says it's been the most fulfilling 5.5 years of her life, but also has had its challenges, of course citing crises from the COVID-19 pandemic to the deadliest mass shooting in New Zealand's history. After 4 weeks of heavy rain and snow from atmospheric rivers, President Biden heads to California today to meet with first responders.
He'll observe damage of Santa Cruz County from the air. On the ground, the president will meet with first responders, state and local leaders, business owners, and locals affected by the storms. This afternoon, we expect remarks from the president at the severely damaged Sea Cliff State Beach. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Republicans in the House majority have promised to investigate President Biden and this White House as we head into the 2024 election. Leading those efforts is the Oversight Committee.
Paul Gosar of Arizona and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia lost committee assignments after controversial statements that included, for both of them, threats against other House members. Greene had 11 Republicans join Democrats in the vote against her. Both will be seated on the House Oversight and Accountability Committee in the 118th Congress, along with Freedom Caucus Chair Scott Perry of Pennsylvania and Lauren Boebert of Colorado. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
As Californians tally the damage from recent storms, some are taking stock of the rainwater captured by cisterns, catches, wells, and underground basins, many built in recent years to provide relief to a state locked in decades of drought. The banked rainwater is a rare bright spot from downpours that killed at least 20 people, collected enough water from the storm to supply roughly 800,000 people for a year. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Everyday Americans will be able to help refugees adjust to life in the U.S. in a program being launched by the State Department as a way to give private citizens a role in resettling the thousands of refugees who arrive every year. The State Department plans to announce the program, dubbed the Welcome Corps, on Thursday. The agency aims to line up 10,000 Americans who can help 5,000 refugees during their first year of the program. The State Department has traditionally worked with nonprofit groups that specialize in refugee issues to help people from around the world when they first arrive in the country and face a dramatically different way of life. Under the program being announced Thursday, 5 or more Americans would be able to form a group and fill this role as well. The Republican majority has awarded committee assignments for the new Congress. Speaker McCarthy has restored several members who were taken off committees under former Speaker Pelosi.
Solyndra, Benghazi, Trump tax returns, impeachment, the work of this committee often seeks to define a White House in opposition. Under Speaker McCarthy, oversight Republicans will be members who have strong connections to former President Trump. White House spokesperson Ian Sams wrote yesterday, it appears that House Republicans may be setting the stage for divorced from reality political stunts instead of engaging in bipartisan work on behalf of the American people. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
A lesion that was found removed from First Lady Biden's left eye last week was non-cancerous. A White House memo released Wednesday said the lesion was a common, totally harmless growth. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.